But the what we're trying to do here is, yes, we're going to cover all of the various investigations, House and Senate, and also keep updates on the Mueller investigation. But what we're trying to do at the committee to investigate Russia is to give people an overview. It's going to be a kind of a compendium. It'll be not just looking at the day-to-day news and the investigations, but also a history of what the Russians have been doing, former Soviet Union, and Russians have been doing in trying to disrupt our democracy over the years, through the Cold War and up till the present. Also, the effects of cyber warfare and the far-reaching impacts of cyber warfare. So it'll be a comprehensive website that hopefully will give people a complete picture of what has happened to us.
Tell us, David, how you guys came together on this, and who's funding this exactly?
Well, we have a number of funders. You know, I mean, we start out with a very small amount of money, and hopefully, as time goes by, we're going to need a lot more to keep going. So, if you have a few dollars, I'll take whatever you have.
Individual donors,
I'm joking,
though,
obviously.
Or do you have any institutional funding or any funding from any families? Or
No. It's just individuals that have funded it. And what occurred to me is that, you know, we've always seen America come together whenever we've been attacked, whether it's been Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Here we are attacked by a foreign power, and we don't come together. We are so divided as a country that I started to reach, essentially across the aisle to my Republican friends and people who I respect, and found out that they are just as mortified as I am that we as a country have not come together over being attacked by, like I say, a foreign enemy power. So David and James Clapper and Max Boot and a number of other people have said, yes, this is something we need to do.